Next patient is Dennis Saldana. Dennis is D as in David. D-E-N-N-I-S. Dennis. D as in David. D-E-N-N-I-S. Saldana. S-A-L-D-A-N-A. Date of birth is 5-8-1960. Date of visit 7-17-25. Please make get a copy for the primary physician. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath, leg edema, and history of a lung nodule. Next paragraph is illness. This is a 65-year-old male who has previously had a history of cardiomyopathy with congestive heart failure and low ejection fraction, has previously been admitted to Halifax Hospital in February of 25 for shortness of breath and exacerbation of CHF. The patient had chest pains during his admission and is known to have coronary artery disease, which is being monitored by his cardiologist. He had a chest x-ray done he had a chest X-ray and a chest CT done on 2/5/25. And the CT chest showed no pulmonary emboli. And there was a 1 centimeter ground glass nodule in the right lower lobe. And follow-up in 3 months was suggested. Period. The patient states his lung nodule has been present for more than 10 years. And he has had serial CAT scans in the past, but we do not have those reports. He also has long-standing history of smoking and continues to smoke about half a pack per day. He has been losing some weight, and he denies hemoptysis, fevers, chills, and night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypertension, history of COPD with emphysema, past history of coronary artery disease, and history of atrial fibrillation. He has diabetes, and chronic bronchitis. Next paragraph, habits of patients smoked. After 1 pack per day for over 40 years and continues to smoke. Alcohol used in the past, but not recently. He was in construction in the past. No asbestos exposure. Next, allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Let's see. The family history. Parents died at an elderly age. He does not know of any significant history of lung disease, but father had a stroke. Next, medalist. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, Jardiance 10 milligrams daily. Aldactone 27 milligrams daily, Lasix 20 milligrams every other day. Next, physical exam this, I'm sorry, system review. The patient has lost weight, is fatigued, and has no cataracts. He has urinary frequency and no flank pains. And he has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea. Then has chest or jaw. I'm sorry, he does have chest pain and no jaw pain or calf muscle pain, but has some arm pains. He has depression. And he denies easy bruising. His joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, then no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam this averagely built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress. No pallor, cyanosis, ictus, clotting of lymphedema. His blood pressure is 138/80. Pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 160, saturation 95. Itchy and non-phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes in both lung fields. Few basal crackles. Heart, the absence of irregular, some of S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, minimal edema, there's mild varicosities. There's no cap tenderness or swelling, reflexes of 1+, with no gross motor reduction. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, breast number 1, COPD and emphysema. Number 2 is right lower lobe lung nodule etiology undetermined. Number 3 is congestive heart failure. Number 4, coronary artery disease. Number 5, hypertension. And next paragraph plan, patient we'll get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, and a thyroid profile. He was advised to get a PET CT to evaluate the lung nodule in the right lung, and a complete PFT was ordered. He'll be placed on a Ventolin and a HFA inhaler. 2 puffs as needed, and a CBC and a CMP were ordered. A complete PFT was ordered, and a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk to Susan.